Where are we today in terms of germline and somatic testing, particularly as it relates to treatment of ovarian cancer?
I think we all understand that every epithelial ovarian cancer patient should have germline BRCA testing based on ASCO, NCCN, and SGO guidelines. But I think that we need to really begin to talk about panel testing, not just germline BRCA, but other germline mutations. And people say, well, what do you do, Brad, if you find them? Well, as you know, there are now three NCCN guidelines for other BRCA-like germline mutations, BRIP1, RAD51C, and RAD51D. And then certainly there's the Lynch syndrome genes too, which there are NCCN guidelines of what to do when mutations are found.
Is that enough to use a PARP inhibitor, for example? Do you approach them from the point of view of PARP inhibitors? I mean, not talking about genetic counseling, but just the use of PARP inhibitors. Do you treat them like BRCA germline?
So, right, there are two reasons. One is for the kindred. The second is for predictive biomarkers, and the answer is yes. BRIP1, RAD51C, and RAD51D, yes. So teach that. Help the world begin to expand their practice in germline testing using a panel in all ovarian cancer patients.
Okay, so how about if I say, given the fact that you have niraparib available, even if you know you don't need any testing for, and you still see benefit, how about if I say, putting aside the sort of genetic counseling issues, which may or may not be important, from a therapeutic point of view, how about if I say from a practical point of view, in terms of therapy, you don't really need BRCA testing?
Well, you do, right? Because we're coming full circle here. Testing for HRD and testing for germline BRCA helps inform the sequence of the medications.
So it's in terms of potential benefit then, not whether...
Yes.
So you still think it's important in terms of a predictor of benefit. Yeah, that makes sense.
Because you counsel your patient. And you've practiced oncology, and everyone listening does, and then you do too. So the patient wants to know what's the chance it's going to work.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's a good point.
And you can't say, well, I don't know. I didn't look at the genetics of your tumor. That's not a good answer. The answer is I looked at the genetics of your tumor, and based on the genetics, the number of lines of therapy, and the platinum sensitivity, the response rate is about this, and it's rather precise.
All right. Well, I have another devil's advocate question for you. How about, again, thinking from primarily a therapeutic point of view, how about if I say maybe the first thing that should be done, and I think this was actually presented by somebody at the SGO meeting because somebody told me about it. How about if we say what you really ought to do is some kind of NGS testing on the tumor, and then if they've got BRCA or something else, if you want, you can go back and figure out whether it's germline, but at least you'll get all somatic. And, you know, from sort of a clinical flow point of view, it makes sense to look at the tumor first.
Yeah, I love that idea. And that makes sense, except we have some of these other germline mutations. So that's fine. But remember, it's not just about BRCA, it's about BRIP1, RAD51C, RAD51D, Lynch, and so on. So if we have the bioinformatics to do that, I think that's fine. Because all, you know, germline mutations, they're present in the tumor.
Right.
And if you use the tumor as a triage, it's fine.